From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama making yet another visit to the Gulf Coast continues to indicate his frustration with oil giant BP. The president says while some progress has been made in fighting the oil spill, it is way too early to be optimistic. And the president also criticized BP for promised shareholder dividends and other expenditures at a time Louisiana shareholders and others are in crisis.
What I don't want to hear is when they're spending that kind of money on their shareholders and spending that kind of money on TV advertising, that they're nickel and diming fishermen or small businesses here in the Gulf who are having a hard time.
President made his remarks following a briefing with Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, the chief federal official dealing with the spill response. Mr. Obama then headed to Grand Isle, Louisiana for a meeting with those whose livelihoods are being threatened by the spill, including shrimpers, oyster fishermen, and shopkeepers. Secretary of Defense today rejected calls for a stronger military response to the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Robert Gates said at this point the military is already doing all it can. NPR's Rachel Martin is traveling with him.
Secretary Gates says he's already mobilized National Guard troops in four states to help with the crisis in the Gulf, and that the U.S. military has already offered up all the capabilities it has. But when asked if the military could and should be doing more to plug the leak, Gates said the disaster is beyond the expertise of the Pentagon. Oil company BP is using its own resources and manpower to try to stem the oil flow that's been leaking into the Gulf waters for the past 6 weeks. Secretary Gates made the comments on the sidelines of an annual security conference in Singapore, where the dominant focus is North Korea's recent aggression against a South Korean vessel last month that killed 46 sailors. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Singapore.
According to sources, President Obama will announce retired Air Force General James Clapper will be his next chief of intelligence. Mr. Obama is expected to make the official announcement tomorrow at a ceremony at the White House Rose Garden. Clapper is the Pentagon's top intelligence official. Stocks fell to their lowest level since February today on word the U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected, including far fewer private sector jobs. Investors were also worried about the mounting debt crisis in Europe. Jim Glassman is a senior economist with J.P. Morgan Chase. He says when the jobs number failed to live up to expectations, that was basically it for the market.
We knew when the day began that the job market report was going to have to knock the cover off the ball in order to overcome the worries that were cropping up in Europe, and didn't quite do that.
Most analysts expected the economy to generate about 500,000 new jobs last month instead of the 431,000 reported. Only 41,000 of those jobs were private sector positions. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 323 points to close at 99.31. The Nasdaq dropped 83 points today. You're listening to NPR. A key Republican is voicing concerns about what he calls the leftist philosophy of Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Senator Jeff Sessions, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, pointing to memos from when Kagan clerked for liberal Justice Thurgood Marshall more than two decades ago. Senate committee is expected to begin confirmation hearings for the 50-year-old Kagan later this month. McDonald's restaurant chain is recalling 12 million collectible drinking glasses because cadmium has been discovered in them. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the glasses promote the latest Shrek movie.
Cadmium can be used to create reds and yellows in paint, and the images on the glasses are colorful. They represent four of the movie's characters: Princess Fiona, Puss in Boots, Donkey, and Shrek. An anonymous tip to a California congresswoman led to testing by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The CPSC announced today the voluntary recall and warned anyone with a glass to not use it. A child can ingest the toxic metal by holding a glass and then putting the hand in his or her mouth. Studies show cadmium is a known carcinogen that can cause bone softening and severe kidney problems. The level found in the 16-ounce glasses at McDonald's is above recommended levels, but less than what was recently found in certain jewelry items made in China and sold at Walmart and other retailers. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Automaker GM has set up its own venture capital firm with the goal of investing in companies that develop new auto-related technologies. GM announcing it's setting aside $100 million toward the firm, Motors Ventures LLC, whose job it will be to nurture new technology and seek to bring it to market. GM says the new venture firm will be headed by the company's former vice president of global product planning. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.